Hey, and welcome to the first ever Docs Who Lift podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Spencer Nadolski, and I have my co-host here, and also my brother, Dr. Carl Nadolski, Jr.
Older brother, mind you.
What's
just
that?
A little bit short. Older brother, mind you.
Older brother.
You just happen to be the bigger
older,
brother.
Shorter, but very handsome. Little older brother. We are starting this podcast because we've been on, I don't know how many hundreds of podcasts. I think it's hundreds. I may be embellishing, but
You've been on thousands. I've been on hundreds.
Yeah, maybe. We've been on so many podcasts where we're just asked about our own expertise, and we have our own spin on a lot of different topics that come out. You know, I'm a family medicine physician trained, specialized in obesity medicine and lipidology. My brother did internal medicine, slightly different, a little bit more focused on adults as opposed to broader like me. And then he then specialized into endocrine and also obesity medicine, and also as a lipid expert himself. I'll talk a lot about obesity on all sorts of different podcasts while also talking about lipids and just kind of what I'd call cardiometabolic health all the time. But we also have this kind of different spin where we have a lifelong history of lifting weights, and it's really influenced our lives to where we kind of came up with this moniker of docs who lift. Does your doctor even lift? And we're not so elitist to where we think that if you don't lift weights, you're a nobody or bad. It's just that we think we have a certain angle that we really enjoy promoting to our patients and to other physicians to kind of show this idea of exercise as medicine.
And we do want everybody to do some weight training, lifting resistance training, because the data support that. And so, I'll stand by that.
Yeah. So our kind of life story is this. My brother's 4.5 years older than I am. We grew up in a very athletic and academically minded family. Or both the teachers, parents were teachers. Mom, elementary school teacher. Dad, high school teacher, chemistry teacher, biology teacher, while also being a wrestling coach. Really into nutrition and exercise, kind of as medicine, and through science, being good at sports.
And extended family, too. Nurses and doctors. Our mom's little sister is a cardiologist, now retired, which makes us feel old, but nurses and other healthcare professionals in our family, too.
Yeah. So even at that, you can see a video on YouTube. It's not on my Dr. Spencer YouTube channel, although I should probably put it on there. It's on our Leaner Living, an old company we owned. We can make podcasts about that someday. But a video of us lifting with our dad. I was like, 7 or 8?
You're about 7. I was 11. And we were into that from the beginning, partly for sports. Certainly we enjoyed the potential physique benefits, but it developed into the health benefits. I think we do have to give our annual shout out to Hulk Hogan, though, because I was about 7 years old, I think. It was around the time our parents got divorced, unfortunately, but they knew I loved Hulk Hogan, and I was about that age when I got my little Hulk Hogan workout set. And we do have a little video of that, by the way, too, in the archives.
Yeah, we'll have to put that up somewhere. So really shaped our lives from starting off as trying to be, obviously we wanted to look good, but it was really for sports. My brother was a really good wrestler when younger. It took me a little bit longer to catch my stride, but really formed an athletic career. We had pretty good high school athletic careers and then collegiate athletic careers from lifting weights. We owe a lot of it to hard work and weightlifting, but it then both of us went to medical school where we kind of had this idea of lifestyle as medicine. And I know, there's some kind of cranks out there, whatever you want to call them, some quacks, some cranks who promote this idea of lifestyle as medicine, and they kind of make it their own thing. But truly, cardiometabolic perspective, weight loss, glycemic control, lipid control, lifting weights is extremely powerful. So,
and now, beyond. I mean, other things that I get into, osteoporosis, bone health, quality of life, well-being, it's really important. And, the American College of Sports Medicine has the Exercise as Medicine campaign.
That was actually coming out right when I got into med school. you know, they haven't done enough with it, I think. And there's some people like, why do we even have to call exercise as medicine? Why can't we just make exercise as exercise? And it's, to me, you know, it's just like, why do we have to call ourselves Docs Who Lift? It's a marketing kind of thing. It helps people get excited about something that has very powerful benefits. So whether it's medicine, whatever you want to call it, we think it's extremely powerful and the data support that. So I go through medical school, my brother goes through medical school before me, we go through training after that, which is called residency. And my little story is that, like, I was almost like a zealot, I would say. I call myself a lifestyle zealot. And my first quarterly evaluation, I was told that I may be overzealous about pushing lifestyle as medicine, both nutrition and exercise. And my advisor told me that, and I was really upset. I called my brother right afterwards. I was at a gas station, upset, pumping gas into my 300ZX, my jalopy. And he was like, you know, don't worry about it. You know in your heart it's the right thing to do. And it was. And by the end of my third year then of residency, my last quarterly eval, the same advisor said, you know what? You were right. And in fact, he himself started getting into doing push-ups and actually improving his nutrition and thanked me for being, you know, overzealous. My thing was, I thought they were underzealous. That was my whole view. But
yeah, you know, unfortunately, a lot of physicians across the globe have been somewhat jaded because they think, you know, we don't have enough time to help people prescribe it. And you know, unfortunately, there is a lack of motivation maybe for a lot of people to really get into the exercise. So, and so it's a little bit of a vicious cycle.
So just so everybody knows, again, we're not against doctors who don't necessarily lift weights or exercise for that matter. We know it's tough, but we do think it's important to practice what you preach, at least if possible. There are unfortunately we don't get personal training or strength coaching expertise during medical school. I was lucky enough to have, both of us have exercise science degrees, and we've lifted all of our lives, and we're extremely good friends with very expert strength coaches in the strength coaching industry. So we're very well versed in it, but we don't expect every other physician to be able to give a personalized lifting prescription to their patients. But I think it's reasonable enough to know that lifting weights is powerful enough to be able to know where to refer to. There's a standardization type of thing that might be an issue there, but.
And knowing, just at least acknowledging that it is always first line in any evidence-based problem that has anything to do with. It's always recommended in all mainstream medical guidances. We've written articles on this.
Yeah, there's this myth out there that doctors don't actually care about lifestyle as medicine or lifestyle before going for the prescription pad. Of course, we're shills for certain types of medicines when it's the right time, but we're extreme shills for trying to get the base of lifestyle for everybody, which includes, you know, the recommended physical activity guidelines, which is also lifting weights at least a couple times a week, if possible. So that's the whole point of this podcast. We're going to be touching on exercise a little bit more specifically at other times, talking about, you know, my brother is an endocrinologist. He can do osteoporosis all day. You know, I'm family medicine, so it's important for all my patients as well throughout life, hopefully to prevent osteoporosis and all sorts of other metabolic diseases. But we created this podcast so we can touch on each of these types of topics from our kind of lens of kind of fitness lifting doctors, while also, of course, endocrinology, lipidology, and family medicine and that type of thing. So,
and potentially beyond, you know, we can get guests on here, touch on things that aren't necessarily our areas of expertise, and put it in a spin that might be helpful for people who follow us. You know, Spencer's the social media famous person, and if we can pass along education in a trustworthy way, that's our job.
Yeah. So we're gonna do this to where if you're a clinician, I think these will be nice little sound bites to help improve your practice. If you're a patient, it will be practical information to then take to do something actionable right away and to understand. So, you know, my brother being an endocrinologist, hyperthyroidism is something that, like, as I didn't really get taught how to treat that necessarily or whatever. I just kind of referred to endocrine, but I'm sure he'll be able to give things like that just from an endocrine standpoint. So I think this will be beneficial for both patients and clinicians alike. We're going to try to keep our episodes short enough to where we're not babbling on about things that people just don't care about, but we're also keeping it slightly entertaining. In fact, before this podcast, we had to actually hit stop and re-record because we were laughing so hard about something ridiculous.
There's definitely the potential for this to be more entertaining than it's meant to be.
But yeah,
we'll see. But we are moving past 10 minutes on this, so hopefully we're not babbling on already.
Yeah. So I think this is just a quick little intro. Why we're the docs who lift, why we want to promote lifting as medicine, but go beyond and show every health topic from a kind of this cardiometabolic perspective through this lens. So hope you enjoy. See you in the next episode.
Bye-bye.